This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Santana smokes it into right field. That'll get down. Teoscar tries to cut it off. He does. Santana will hold with a two-out RBI single as Ramirez comes around to score. They make it 4-2. Ground ball, left side is through. Noel scores. Here comes Wilson with the tying run. It's a 4-4 game. On a 1-2 pitch, Nolan Jones just banged it through the hole on the left side to tie the game. Hit high and deep to left. Goodbye. It's a three-run homer for Angel Martinez, and the Guardians have come all the way back to take a 7-4 lead.
I'm just so proud of this group. That was a tough 13-day stretch between our opponents, the weather, the delays, you know, rainouts, doubleheader. Seemed like whenever we got punched in the mouth, we came right back. And that's who this group is. That was a team win today. You know, just different guys coming through. It speaks to the resilience of our group, and it's nice to end the 13 days on a high note like that.
This is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Tone, good morning.
Hey, Kenny.
It's good to see you. Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. Boy, Stephen, I almost called him Stephen Kwan. Stephen Vogt is correct because he left Austin Hedges out there to hit in the eighth. People were losing their minds. Thank God he only struck out on three pitches and didn't ground into a double play. And then Angel Martinez, ladies and gentlemen, the new most exciting Cleveland Guardian.
Just like that, huh?
Dare I say, well, no, I've been saying it here for the last few weeks, and he's done it again. Hits a three-run home run, things change.
Has he done it a bunch this year?
What?
You said he's done it again. Has he done it a bunch this year?
Well, he's made several nice plays since he's been called up from AAA. Yes, he's done it again. He's come in with timely hits. He's made good plays in the outfield. And Angel Martinez, I could say, might be, you know what? Not going to go that far. But I'm very excited about that young man. He's a lot of fun to watch.
It was awesome yesterday.
He's a lot of fun.
You had a game where, you know, you were definitely threatening to, you know, come out of this series with us just talking payrolls. that was what it was going to be. It was lined up today with just frustrated fans talking about payrolls and the state of economics. He saved us from having to do that for at least one day.
Yesterday was one of the most taxing days. I just had to go, you know what? Phone's going away. Middle of the day. Because it was one of the most taxing days I think I've been through. Because yesterday, and people see the first video, then they see the second video, and then I go, well, this is the internet, and it doesn't matter, so you just got to put it away. I went from not understanding the Guardians, ripping the Guardians, you football guys, which, hey, you know what? It's blamed right on you. You football guys don't understand the baseball, to go, no, wait a minute. You guys didn't hear it because the clip was clipped the way it was.
Wait, you're still going by this was taken out of context?
Yeah.
Because he's had a day to reflect on.
Because I was still looking at Major League Baseball. So I still stand firm. I don't care. I don't believe
they played your audio up and down yesterday and afternoon.
I'm sure they did.
They called it one of the biggest flip flops in radio history.
Okay, well coming from Nick, that must mean something because that's a guy who changes with every breath of what he says. As long as he can just see his phones and see what people are saying, then he'll change sentence to sentence. I have stood firm the last how many years? I think the Guardians do what they can with what they have. They're not going to go into the red. It's just not going to happen. They're going to be business people, and they're going to turn a profit. Whether I like it or not, I don't really care for it most of the time, but that's the way it is. I wish they were in a position to put more in, but they're not. And then that became, you know, carrying water for the Dolans, shill for the Dolans, shill for the Guardians. And I go, well, no one's going to win on this, so we're just going to put the old phone away.
That's why it was nice. It was very nice for them to pull that out yesterday. I mean, you wondered if they were going to be able to do it. I mean, they had 15 hits. The left on base yesterday, you're just begging him, can you please get some runs in? You've got to be able to muster one of these games in this series. So that's why it was absolutely huge that he came through and did that. I was on the phone with Ken when it happened, and I'd gone outside because I was doing some dad duty, and I was outside trying to get out of the house.
Well, this is, can I say one thing?
Yeah, sure.
So apparently he's a little too loud when he's on the phone with me, so he went out in the driveway, and I go.
I was actually ordered to go out.
In the middle of the conversation, go, we're tying this up, here we go, and I'm in my office, and Lima's going, well, that's great, I'm on the driveway.
Were you regular ordered or court ordered?
I was demanded.
Okay.
Get out of the house.
Yes.
Because it was a chaotic, just one of those, feels like every day.
It's an everyday
chaotic
thing.
And I guess I'm too loud all of a sudden, so I was sent outside. And so I start picking up just random weeds. I'm like, well, if I'm going to be out here, I'm going to be productive. So we have our calls, going over what we're going to do on the show, what's interesting to us in the sports landscape, and then what literally is in my landscape because I'm down on my knees picking weeds.
Yep, what he was doing.
And then as that was happening, I missed one of the biggest at bats of the season to this point. Can we call it that?
Yeah. I mean, Anhel Martinez hitting a 3-run home run was amazing.
I was so defeated.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that because it was awesome. It was absolutely. This might be an idea for you. You have a concrete driveway, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. Because
opposed to cobblestone.
Well, there are people who do have gravel driveways. Lima grew up with a gravel driveway, and
it's where I honed my handle, my basketball handle.
What's that type of gravel?
If you can dribble on stones, you're good. And not to mention, I had a little creek that was running through. Used to race beer cans. They were easily available throughout my childhood. Right there, if the ball would go astray off one of the stones, if I tried to cross over, then I knew I'd be chasing that basketball into the creek.
Oh,
then
God.
It would get wet and
basketball.
Muddy. Now I had to spin it. I'd have to take both hands and I'd spin it. And then, of course, all the wet and the mud would then get on my shirt. Then we'd have to go wash it. It was just a never-ending cycle of poor.
What'd you guys have for dinner later after that?
Well, when we weren't trying to scam one of the restaurants, this isn't what we ordered. Give us more free food. We'll take anything.
You did that?
Every day. Are you kidding me?
It's either that or porridge.
Now, I didn't know.
Gruel.
I didn't know what the term dine and dash was at the time. You see, I had not been properly schooled. I didn't know there was a phrase for it. I just was told, hey, Anthony, I'm going to go to the bathroom. If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just meet me in the car. That's what we called it. But go ahead. Anyway.
Where was I going to take it? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Who cares?
Yeah. Talking about Lima's chowder is just too good. We will get the Myles Garrett coming up at 6:43, guys. Trust me. He ain't going anywhere outside of Tokyo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Japan, so we'll talk about this coming up.
Definitely going to Brio, Ohio.
We'll talk about this at 6:43. What's that type of gravel they have where it's like white dust like on
pea
the
gravel?
Is that what it is? Okay. So I had Shirley across the street, right? And she was...
Shirley, you can't be serious.
And don't call me Shirley. She was a paranoid schizophrenic. Okay, well, it was the mid-90s. We didn't know what that term was as children. We just knew that this was a woman who would do wild things if provoked. Shooting off guns.
And in public.
And in public, chasing us down in her car. Like, do you ever see that scene where Cruella DeVille's driving around at the end of 101 Dalmatians? Like, that's what she looked like in the car, man. It was nuts. She had a husband named Jim, And Jim, to get away, would, I swear to God, he'd mow that grass on the highest setting 3 times a week to get away. And then he would crawl on his hands and knees with one of those little shovel deals there. I just call them little shovels. I don't know what they're actually called.
Garden spade.
Thank you. And he would get he wouldn't pick up the rocks. He would flick the rocks back into the driveway on his hands and knees as a time waster so he didn't have to go back in and deal with her. He didn't know what the condition, until she got arrested, none of us knew what the condition was. We just knew that this person's a little off.
It can be oddly satisfying,
folks,
it was
the 90s.
It can be oddly satisfying out there, one weed at a time.
I'm just giving you ideas.
More satisfying than watching Angel Martinez.
That's the thing. Now I feel mad because that was a missed opportunity. But I did get to hear.
I gave you the play-by-play like a ticker tape.
He did. I have to say, just hearing it through Ken's voice, that was as exciting as it could have possibly gotten for me. I think there was more excitement me
that
hearing
the high
it.
Point of the season so far.
And I could visualize it through Ken.
Yeah, it was fun. I brought the game to life. And thank God they won that game. Which Nolan Jones was 3 for 3, by the way.
I know.
Which I realized in the second one during my diatribe. I go, well, no, I mean, Nolan Jones is batting second for crying out loud. What are you going to say now? I'm like, great, congratulations. He had a good game of baseball. That's what pro baseball players are supposed to do. Hopefully he'll have another one. I am worried about, I know Stephen Kwan was taken out as a precautionary measure. Stephen Vogt said he should be back around Friday. This Lane Thomas situation.
Yeah, this is.
This plantar fasciitis
this
thing.
Stinks.
That is something that sticks around. It makes me wonder how much he was bothered when he, I know he scooted that one out in center field last week. I wonder how much he was bothered by that. I know that he was trying to get back into the game. He was trying to get into the game late yesterday and was pushed away by Stephen Vogt. So this is a guy who's desperate and certainly frustrated because it's a frustrating injury. I think they're going to have to put him on IL because if you just sit him, who are you going to put out in right field and how are you going to do your offense or how are you going to do your outfield if you just sit him? Like, I think you're going to have to call up somebody. Well, I know people are going to bring up CJ Kafis and other people. Like,
exactly.
So
right.
You're probably going to have to IL him and then bring somebody up. But from what I've read, because I had to go back, because you read about plantar fasciitis and it goes away. You read about these injuries and they go away. So you always have to refresh yourself with the sports injuries. And it's something where it's like, okay, I mean, you can put your foot up for 2 weeks and it still may not help. Like, it's kind of something you have to kind of work through, and it can be a very frustrating situation. So, in that case, I mean, Lane Thomas was clearly a big part of our offense in the second half last year when he got here. That's frustrating. That is frustrating. So, hopefully, some of the other guys can keep it together because you're trying to piecemeal this thing. And again, it's not about comparing ourselves to the Dodgers or Yankees or Mets. It's about comparing ourselves to ourselves, and hopefully we can keep our heads above water by the time the trade deadline gets here. And even then, I don't know if you're going to add anything to this. I think you're just trying to keep your head above water and seeing what you can do. I mean, now you got Joey Cantillo, who's going to try to work, it seems, as a starter at some point here in the future. So that's, you can already see that they're putting the fingers in the holes to try to plug up some of the leaks here as we're going through this season, until Shane Bieber's at least able to come back, in July? So there's a lot that we have to deal with here with this Guardians club. Go ahead.
Just
I'm sorry.
And also, just look at the schedule. This is why it was big to win one of those games, because we knew during this stretch how difficult this could be. You've got, after the Angels, you've got the Yankees, and I think the Astros. So this was one that was definitely needed. You needed to salvage one game out of this. That was huge yesterday.
It was just a nice thing to get before an off day, and hopefully they'll take care of business against the Angels and we don't have to worry about any of this other stuff we've been discussing. Joe Flacco, I want to play this clip before we go to break here. This is one of the best OTA press conferences I think I've ever heard. I want to get the Flacco 01 if we possibly can. Sorry I didn't call for that earlier there, Owen. I always think I did and then I didn't. Here is Joe Flacco on being a mentor versus not being a mentor.
If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing ball. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys write what you want to write about it. And there's a lot of questions like that. That's why you end up having to try to avoid them. I tend to try to be honest. And I've said I'm not a mentor. I play football. And in a quarterback room, there's a lot of times already, there's been already a ton of times where There's learning experiences, and I have a lot of experience, and I can talk on things, and hopefully they listen. But it's not necessarily like my job to like make sure they listen to me. And you know, hey, like hopefully you have a really good relationship with the guys that are in the room, and you naturally want to do that.
I loved his answer. I think that I used to be one of the people get hooked on like how guys like Mark Brunell being a mentor for people, things like that. There's still a competitive fire because you have to be competitive to still be in the sport. Because it's a game that'll eat you up. It's professional sports in general will eat you up if you're not competitive about it. And I just love the answer because for him, there's no great answer. You got three young guys behind you. If you say you're not a mentor, why aren't you trying to help out the future of our franchise? Why aren't you trying to help them out?
It's got
to
go, which
but
one?
If you say you're a mentor.
I only have so much time to mentor everybody.
It's true. If you say his class size is bigger than some of the other ones out there.
What in the world?
If you say you're a mentor, then, well, you might be starting week one for us. Are you not competitive? Like,
right, are you trying to help us win games?
And we've seen both situations play out. Like, I remember Jake DeLome. It didn't feel like Jake DeLome was really had his heart in it anymore when he was in Cleveland. But I also remember Johnny Manziel, of all the stupid, silly things Johnny Manziel has said, which is a list a mile long. That interview he did a couple years ago where he tried to put some of this blame on Brian Hoyer, of all people, was truly the masterstroke of stupidity and ignorance that Johnny Manziel has ever had about himself. Because I'm going, this is a guy who's still in his own prime trying to get his own contract here. This is one of the dumbest things Johnny Manziel has ever said.
Well, in this case, too, I mean, Flacco, regardless of the things I say about Vegas win totals and let's be honest, this is probably going to be a season where we're emptying out the roster, trying to figure out which kids are going to be good. Joe Flacco is thinking, last time I was here, went to the playoffs. And he's looking around, seeing some of those same faces and that same coach and going, yeah, I'm going to try to make the playoffs. Like, he's not thinking about the same stuff.
That's a great point.
Me and fans are talking about. So
that's a great
what
point.
Time does he have to mentor when he's trying to pick up the playbook and pick up the mechanics of, you know, figuring out how to build chemistry with Jerry Jeudy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.